When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's going on, Jermaine Johnson? Tune in to Turn on the Jets podcast.
Hey, this is Vinny Pasquantino of the Kansas City Royals. Make sure you tune into the Turn on the Jets podcast.
Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Turn on the Jets podcast. I'm your host, Will Parkinson, at WillPod11 on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Another victory fucking Monday. The Jets take down the Eagles yesterday with a score of 20-14. Second straight victory Monday. The Jets finally break the streak against the Eagles. They now move to 1-12 against them all time. They go to 3-3 into the bye. And my prediction of the Jets winning, getting a two-point conversion and a touchdown late on a short field after a big turnover and beating the Eagles, comes true. Look, that yesterday was one of the more thrilling, exhilarating, and biggest wins of the last 13, 14 years for the Jets. Probably the biggest win of the Robert Saleh era. Yes, there's some wins in there against Buffalo that are they're obviously special last year with Zach Wilson. This year again with Zach after the Rodgers injury. You know, you think of the Cowboys win under Gase was one of those games that stood out. You think of the Bengals game with Mike White. There's a few, right, that those are cool wins, but this was different. This was a non-divisional opponent, a team you'd never beaten before. There was the mental hurdle of that. There was missing Sauce Gardner, missing DJ Reed, Justin Hardy going on IR before the game, Brandon Echols being out during the game, Elijah Vera Tucker earlier in the week, you know, going on IR. The Jets obviously don't have Aaron Rodgers, which we'll get to in a second. And oh, by the way, during the game, Michael Carter II, who's by far the best corner still playing, gets hurt and misses a good majority of the game. And Joe Tippmann, who'd been one of their best run blockers and second-round pick, gets hurt. Again, Garrett Wilson gets hurt. And Quincy Williams gets hurt during the game. Both Gwynn Williams and Wilson obviously came back in. And the Jets still won. They made Jalen Hurts look pedestrian. That's one of the worst games I've seen Jalen Hurts play. And it's becoming a trend now. The guys who finished 1, 2, and 3 in the MVP voting last year, obviously Mahomes, Allen, and Hurts have now thrown 8 interceptions to just 3 touchdowns versus the Jets. It should be more like 10 or 11 interceptions after some drops, obviously, versus Mahomes and Allen. The Jets have held them to under 265 yards a game passing, these elite, elite-level quarterbacks. You heard Robert Saleh talking his shit after the game, saying, we've embarrassed all these elite quarterbacks, even if we didn't get wins every time. This is the best performance the Jets defense has had as a full game capacity. I'll start with the defense, and I'll get to the offense in a moment. You know, the defense, first drive, it felt like so close. Jalen Hurts was playing really well. A.J. Brown was cooking early on in this game. But it felt like the Jets, you know, they hold the Eagles to 32 yards rushing. C.J. Mosley and Quincy Williams were phenomenal yesterday. Bryce Huff, another 8 or 9 pressures, 1.5 sacks. Jermaine Johnson forces two turnovers was great. Quinton Williams had some nice plays, you know, has always had the interception. Tony Adams with a huge pick. You know, obviously, as everyone knows, I've been banging the Tony Adams drum for a while here. And then Craig James, Tay Hayes, Bryce Hall, these guys, you know, really stepping up in the absence against one of the best, if not the best, receiver rooms in the NFL. Now, Jordan Whitehead had a few breakups as well, but, you know, Jets played a pretty full game on defense. They got 14 total points. They pitched a shutout in the second half. The first half, again, that first drive took forever. It took, like, the entire first quarter. It felt like I still don't understand. It felt like they got a goal line stand there. I still don't understand how that play was overturned. They didn't show a single replay in the stadium, didn't show a single replay on the broadcast, as I found out. I don't know how there's so much conclusive evidence that you can't present that evidence to the fans, to the people watching the game, to the media. Very crazy that gets overturned. It's a huge momentum shifter in that game. Who knows what would have happened, right? But that was crazy to me. Again, Jalen Hurts is a really strong, good runner, and there's nothing wrong if he had crossed the plane there. But the fact that there's no evidence and they had called on the field a fumble felt like something that shouldn't be overturned. Again, it's not about the officials. The Jets won the football game. There was a couple calls yesterday, though, again, that huge momentum shifters and taking points on or off the board. But other than that, the Jets defense had the one drive to make it 14-3, a bunch of missed tackles on A.J. Brown, and then a bunch of missed tackles on DeAndre Swift. Other than that, they were pretty dang flawless yesterday. The pressure after pressure after pressure, 20 total pressures yesterday on 50 dropbacks for Hurts. Create 40% pressure rate on against the best offensive line of football and an incredibly athletic and strong quarterback is nuts. 17 of those came, you know, with just a four-man rush or a three-man rush, which again is fantastic. It allows to take some of the pressure off the, you know, those young DBs.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You know, it's not about necessarily causing pressure in the first quarter. It's causing pressure, not necessarily even the sacks. But Jalen Hurts started to hear footsteps. It all pays off in that final drive. Jalen Hurts, you know, felt pressure when there really wasn't a lot of pressure and doesn't see Tony Adams. He picks it off and, you know, the rest is history again, causing four turnovers yesterday, three interceptions, just a tip of the cap to the Jets defense. They've been unbelievable against the elite of the elite in the NFL. And there's a reason why me and a million other people were really excited about this team, picked them to win in division, picked them to be a Super Bowl champion, potential Super Bowl contender, I should say, you know, with Aaron Rodgers, because we felt like this defense was that damn good. And the offense would obviously, you know, we'll get to in a second, you know, would be better, obviously, with an Aaron Rodgers in there. But we felt like there's so much talent on this team and this defense that, you know, they were in a really good position, you know, to do some big things. And now going into the bye, the schedule will lighten up. They get the Giants and Daniel Jones or Tyrod Taylor right after the bye. When they'll get healthy, they'll get a Sauce Gardner back. They'll get a DJ Reed back. They'll get Justin Hardy back in about 4 weeks. They'll get Brandon Echols back. Michael Carter II will be rested up. I can tell you he's feeling good and he'll be good to go. Look, there's, you know, we'll cover a lot during the week. I'll have a lot during the bye week, some fun stuff coming up, and we'll break this down more in depth and some of the Bryce Huff extension stuff and, you know, all that and the trade deadline stuff that we'll get to midweek with Brad and, you know, so on and so forth. But again, just to commend tip of the hat to this coaching staff, Marquand Manuel, Tony Oden in the secondary, you know, Jeff Ulbrich was fantastic yesterday. All those guys, frankly, should be getting DC or head coaching interviews in the offseason, the way they've coached and the way they lead and the way they've developed some of these players. So shout out to them. Offensive side of the ball. Zach Wilson was fine yesterday. I felt like his, I feel like his internal clock definitely was sped up a little bit. This is a really elite level Eagles front. I get that from that perspective. The offensive line obviously struggled. They lose Tippmann again early on in this football game. So there's a lot there. I felt like Zach was fine, made some clutch throws. The two-point conversion's obviously the great throw. He did really nice ball down Garrett Wilson down the sideline. The shovel pass to Breece Hall was nice. A couple drops in there, frankly. Cobb, Michael Carter, Lazard had some drops, which were certainly tough. But again, Zach was fine. He did what you wanted him to. Around 200 yards, around 60% completion percentage. Didn't turn the football over. You would have loved him to be better in the red zone, and that's something they're gonna. That's the biggest point of emphasis. Going into the bye week is, I believe they were, I'm thinking about 0 for 9 or 0 for 10 before that Breece Hall touchdown run in the red zone. They could have blown out the Broncos, and frankly, they had a chance to blow out the Eagles if they score some more points there. I thought Garrett Wilson was fantastic yesterday. Thank God he's okay. Mekhi Becton had some really nice reps, gave him some pressure, but it's, at the same time, you know, he's starting to play consistent football. You can tell he's, you know, starting to really round into form here. Max Mitchell had a nice day in the run game. So again, the Jets offense is a lot to work on, but there's a lot of promise there. They're starting to move the ball between the 20s, which is huge. It's going to need to start to click here, obviously, in the red zone, because they got to stop finishing these drives with field goals. Greg Zuerlein's great, and Morstead pins people deep, and Irv Charles is a monster on special teams, filling in for Hardy and Echols. That's all great. Brent Boyer, you know, there's a reason he survived three stabs, but this offense has so much more potential than they're playing with, and it's not necessarily that they're not moving the football. They are moving the football. It's one play per drive that seems to totally derail everything. It's a penalty, a sack, a drop, just one negative play, and it just throws everything out of whack. Obviously, you know, the call, Zach does a great job, gets a free play. Garrett Wilson makes somebody miss. First and goal at the 9. Lazard playing football somehow gets called for a blindside block that not only doesn't offset the Jet penalty on the Eagles, but sends the Jets in a 2nd and 25, which was ridiculous. But it's those type of plays where, you know, Zach, you know, naked boot to the left and opens up, and instead of trying to get rid of the ball, like holds it for a second and, you know, takes a sack, knocks them out of, you know, a chance to go score there. Or there just seems to be these one or two plays per drive. They're going to get that cleaned up. And, you know, again, I'm going to have a lot more in depth. This was just a kind of a quick little reaction thing here. Last two things. Jets, again, 3-3 at the bye. I think anyone probably would have taken 3-3 with Aaron Rodgers at the bye. I thought they'd be 4-2. They're 3-3, so maybe one game off the pace again. Probably feel like you'd be 5-1 right now, you know, if you had Rodgers and a little bit of luck break your way in either New England or the Kansas City game. Jets are coming up now. They'll get some time off, but then they get Giants, Chargers at home, Las Vegas, and then they go up to Buffalo and a depleted Bills team that frankly probably should have lost last night against a decimated Giants team. So 6-3, it's on the table. This should be a playoff team. This team should get better. They should add at the deadline 100%. Again, I'll talk about all this more in depth Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week. Should be buyers of the deadline. They have a lot of potential. This team should only get better. They're only going to get healthier. The schedule lightens up significantly. They've put in a gauntlet this first 6 weeks. Take care of business, get healthy. Most importantly, I guess yesterday, outside of winning the game, Aaron Rodgers, not only just there and on a headset, which is awesome, on his feet the entire game, no crutches, no, barely really a limp, a little bit on the field throwing a 15-yard distance, looks comfortable, moving his ankle around, doing calf raises. This dude's going to play football in 2023. And I thought, I'm not getting my hopes up, not getting the expectation that it's just so ridiculous. We've never seen anything like this in the NFL. It's feeling like it's not just going to be for a playoff game. Like, is he coming back Christmas Eve against Washington? Like, that's what it feels like. Again, it might be crazy, but the way this guy looks, the way he's moving around, the way he's throwing the football, the way he's kind of around, that hope just circulates throughout that locker room and team going, man, if we stay afloat here and we start stacking some W's, he's coming back and we can go do something special. So, again, lots of exciting stuff. Enjoy your victory Monday. A ton will be on the pod this week, a ton on the pod next week, getting ready for Jets-Giants. Hope everybody had a great day yesterday. Enjoy this victory.